Hi. So we're going to do a special episode live from our quarantine apartment with my roommate.
Yeah, it's me, your boy, Zoe. We are really nice and quarantined, cozy and quarantined right now.
We have our canned foods, we have our toilet paper, we have, you know, all the necessary equipment.
We have yak on deck. You know, you gotta have that good cognac.
So basically, we are live day 4.
Day 4, and it feels like day 28, and you ever saw that movie 28 Days? It's going to get crazy, but, you know, we're doing our best. You know, we're happy and high.
What are you seeing that concerns you so far?
Oh, man. Honestly, the way shit is just going in this world, you have to just be prepared for anything. So I don't know how it's going. I don't want to predict the worst.
No. I just mean, like, you know, as far as, like, what's going on right now and everything, like, do you feel like the quarantine is going to be, like, I'm talking more about, like, what people are doing during the quarantine, not, like, the outbreak. Oh,
everybody's like, fuck the quarantine. Everybody's living their life. Everybody's, like, doing what they, you know, they basically taking the time out to really enjoy themselves, you know, take back what they never knew that they had, which is time.
Yeah, so now we're all, you know, we're doing talent shows, we're creating stuff, we're trying to write things.
We're getting the creative juices flowing at this point, right? Because good thing that we do have the internet and we do have shit like social media, but without all of that, we're going to go back to doing shit like, you know, presenting on talent shows.
Yeah, it always comes back to it. Whether we have the money, whether we have the resources, the locations, it always comes back to the same thing, you know? So I think that's really cool. Also, day 4, what else have we been doing that's like, I don't know.
Well, we have been making TikToks.
TikTok? Yes.
You know, by the end of this quarantine, we're going to be TikTok famous.
Yeah, mark our words.
Mark her words.
But don't, like, hold me too accountable, because, like, I want to be, like, pretty accountable. Like, so if it happens, I want to have this to pop off later. But, like, if it doesn't happen,
this don't. Little boy inside of me want to be TikTok famous so bad. But
we're going to do it, man.
It's the grown man inside of me. It's like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
And tell him to shut the fuck up. Like,
life, man. You know, it's coming at you sideways. You don't even know. You know, next thing you know, you out here just making funny videos, and boom, you're famous. And you're like, what, nigga? I just do this for fun. Like, you know, everybody like what you do for fun. Then it becomes a job. Then you're like, damn, bro, I just wanted to have fun.
So, like, are we having fun right now?
I'm having so much fun. I'm having so much fun.
I just feel like I have so many, like, things that we're supposed to be working on, like, 5-year plans, things that, you know what I mean?
In this time, yes, we have to work on our 5-year plans. I don't even have a plan. My plan right now is...
We're not serious. We're not, you know what I mean? Right now, we can't think too seriously about stuff. It's just like it is.
I have a plan to talk on the mic.
Exactly. This is what we have to do. Yeah. It's fucking, we're from the quarantine right now. We literally have to be like, hi, everybody. From the apartment.
Fuck everybody who's not quarantined. Sorry.
Who's not quarantined? The entire... It's a pandemic. It is a pandemic. That is global.
Oh,
epidemic,
man.
Is like a few places, I think. But then, like, pandemic is like...
Yeah, pandemic is global. Epidemic is just like this. It took out the whole United States.
Yeah, you, like, it's crazy, but it's not like...
You heard that epidemic that hit the United States?
They called it. Now it's pandemic. So it's different now. It's different.
Amazing. It's, we have to really think about what's going on here, man. Because it's scary. And you don't want to be fearful of everything you hear now. You have to really question everything you see and hear now when it comes to the manipulation of media and there's all this thing called fake news. Who can you really trust? What source now? You feel me?
Exactly.
Because they making up numbers. I think the best thing to watch is C-SPAN. The C-SPAN ain't lying to niggas. C-SPAN is putting everything out there, man. You feel me? They's watching.
It's still going.
Oh, it's still going. Yeah, it's still going. Out.
It's just the
I like to see that screen. Though. It's comforting.
He likes to watch his what is it called? The vocal wavelengths.
Yeah, the wavelength.
The sound length. On Audacity. So our first episode, quarantine.
First of all, you need a quarantine to be quarantined with.
I don't have that. So the theme is going to be Audacity because that's the program I'm using to record and
so
Audacity in general.
So this bitch invited me over to her house and she had the Audacity.
Boop, 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 boop.
To have some flatbread pillows.
Flatbread.
I mean, talking about like you ever saw a used tea bag. So horrible, man.
Did you fold it up, fluff it? You tried breathing on it, flipping it to the cold side.
I did all of that. You know what I did? I stuffed another pillow inside of another pillow. Oh, man. And she was like, "What you doing? That's my pillow." And I was like, "You only have two pillows."
The audacity. You know what,
audacity.
Though? I actually only had two pillows up until a few days ago when my favorite ex bought me an entire bed sheet, duvet, and a bunch of new pillows because I was crying like a peasant before. And now I could be crying.
Now she'd be crying.
Like a queen.
Like a queen. Beckham bedding hotels. this commercial is brought to you by Beckham
Sponsored.
Beds.
So many thread counts. I don't know the numbers, but so many.
You want a hotel in your bed?
Say less.
Say more. With Beckham.
Say the most. Do the most with Beckham.
Do the most with Beckham.
So that's how we're feeling.
Beckham, we want our money, bitch.
Please, if you have anything that you think could benefit me, a sex toy, a pillow, weed products, water, whatever you see me doing on my live, which that's the only things you see me doing, I guess, hit me up. I'm open for brand ambassador work. I see Zoe is wearing the fuck out of a beanie. If there's any beanie companies.
Matter of fact, I just need to team up with a good designer so we can make our own beanies.
Oh, we're trying to collab.
You feel me? I'm trying to be a part of this thing called the resistance, all right? So all my people who's down, who's listening right now, you tune in, all right? Because the resistance is coming.
The resistance is coming. You heard it here live.
And we're making fucking beanies.
And honestly, if you're down with the resistance, the secret is going to be stitched inside of the beanie.
Ooh, yes, and every beanie comes with its own pigeon because we can't be sending these motherfucking, you know.
We can't let everybody know what's up.
We got to stay away from social media, people. I'm telling you, all right? We're going to start using these pigeons. I'm telling you, all right? Every beanie is going to come with a pigeon. That's the only way you can be a part of the resistance, all right? It's $495. Act now.
Yeah.
All right.
You
save a beanie. No, wear a beanie, save a pigeon.
You used to look at that lady at Central Park crazy, huh? Sprinkling out all those little oats and stuff. Nah.
I was one of that. I was one of those, though. I was that person. I love the birds.
The cult leader.
I love the birds.
Billionaire. She has all the pigeons that we want.
And you need them.
So get on the winning team, ho. But anyway.
Sorry, that deep spiral right there.
Teehee. Anyway, other cute little quarantine.
Make sure you have some
condoms.
Oh, condoms is definitely, because you don't want no quarantine, baby. Oh, man.
Quarantine.
I'm okay here, daddy.
Well, remember coronavirus. 2020, I remember that. That's when you were made.
It was day 38.
I was sick. My throat was hurting. Your
my
mother,
dick was throbbing.
Her lungs had never been in a less bad.
But yet, I was so horny.
And
oh, wait a minute. We have a call in on our podcast.
Say oh, hello, podcast. Live
say,
caller.
Live
first
caller. Say hey, B.
Am I in the podcast?
Yeah.
Yo, what it do? It's Killer B. No, I'm talking about.
Hi, Killer B.
But I'm out here being productive and positive.
Where are you from, Killa B?
I'm from Houston by the way of LA.
Oh, word. Okay, I can hear that West Coast a little bit.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, Englewood in the house.
I could tell by your nickname.
Killa B, out here.
LOL.
I'm from the West Coast also. We're live. We're live. So what's up? Anything you want to say to the good people?
What'd you say?
Anything you want to say to the good people?
I just want to tell everybody to be productive and positive during this time. Read a fucking book.
Read a fucking book.
Answer the emails that you were supposed to answer 2 weeks ago. Clean your motherfucking house. Wash your clothes if you have a washer and dryer. Wash those dishes. Fold those clothes that have been piled up in that corner for I don't know God how long.
Oh, attack.
Yo, crib. Be productive. You know what I'm saying?
Like, hang up. Hang up. This bitch is making me too accountable. Make her hang up.
Very important.
We were just talking about that.
Yep.
Basically.
You know, I've been writing raps and recording music.
That's amazing.
Oh, nice.
That's amazing. Right. We're trying to podcast.
I'm a recording artist.
Nice.
Where can we hear your stuff?
You will be able to hear my music on SoundCloud once the song is mixed and mastered, which should be by the end of the week. So I will keep you guys posted. I'll be dropping my first single in the next few days called FWB. It stands for Friends with Benefit.
Ooh, I like that.
We're Libras. We like that kind of shit. Yeah. We're like friends with benefit.
My mom is in Libra, so I'm all about it. My homegirl
yes.
Is a Libra.
Yes. I love that. We love Libras.
Hi. Drinking that good wine.
There we go. Cheers.
So yeah, I'm
I love
the productive podcast, you guys. A productive podcast.
You like the vibe? The vibe that's set?
You feel me?
Quarantine thing.
Love it. Well, thanks for being the first guest on our podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much. Love it. The blue on your eyes, really gorgeous.
I hope I gave some good energy. Right, and
I see you wearing that Spaniard sweater.
Let's not talk about it. It's very cozy.
It looks cozy. I want one so bad.
I still hate the niggas. It's still SMD. Suck my dick.
From the back?
Yo, we loving the Nipsey Blue eyeshadow you got going on.
Yeah, that Nipsey Blue. Love it.
No, I'm talking about.
You feel me? All right.
So much.
So this is us, and we are out. Audacity. Later. This is amazing. Wow, man. We had our first guest.
That was cool. It's hilarious. She said, I'm Killa K or Killa B. I was like, you're definitely from California or some shit.
You feel me?
100%.
She out here repping with the blue eyeshadow and shit, repping for the homie Nipsey. Rest in peace, Nipsey, man.
The marathon continues.
It always will, man. You know. I just got to a whole vibe here, you know.
I feel that though.
Yeah, I gotta relax sometimes, you know. R.I.P. to the homie Kobe, man. You know,
man, West that Coast shit is crazy. Life, this is him trying to relate to me.
this is him trying to relate.
He's trying to relate to me.
Is it too late to relate? No, it's not. Right.
It's never too late to relate.
It's fate.
What's that song? It's like Danny Lee and Chris Brown. They have that easy song. Do you like it?
I probably heard it before.
Okay. What's something we both talk about? What's something we know about? No, because it's good. We just need... All right, so, do you remember Swayze?
Swayze?
Swayze.
That's Swayze?
Yeah, it's a little wash, but yeah. So, yeah.
Is that Gym Class Heroes?
It's basically that type of thing. It's not, but yeah. It's like a, you know, dude with a guitar, and there's some, like, guy, like, doing a hip-hop thing, yeah. So... I chose this because it said Corona and Lime. I'm sure that their sales right now, or they're not their sales, but the plays are popping right now. Yeah. I'm sure. Imagine. I don't know what other hits Shwayze would have had, though.
It's a group right now that's trending. They have a song called The End of the World is Near, or some shit like that.
The End of the World? Yeah. Like, it's the end of the world as we know it. That one?
Yeah, that.
That is the theme song for Malcolm in the Middle. Actually, funny you should say that, because it's
trending right now.
It is my favorite. That's one of my favorite white sitcoms ever.
I like Malcolm in
the Middle. Malcolm in the Middle is amazing.
I don't know why. I don't remember that's the song.
How do we even find it? It's the end of the world. I don't even know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll report back when we have some other shit to say.
Well, it's been really lit, all right, even though it doesn't sound like we was doing much, but we had a great guest.
No, we're going to come back. It's just that right now we're chilling. We're going to wrap it up.
Yeah, we can wrap it up. Okay. We can wrap it up. Yeah. I mean, we could bring it. We could bring this podcast interview Mitch.
We could interview Mitch.
Or we could save it for the next episode.
Catch us next time on the quarantine.
The audacity.
The audacity. It's only 16 minutes. The audacity.
It's only been 16 minutes. Yeah. We can let these bitches go so early. The audacity.
The audacity. But if you enjoyed, you'll be back.
Can we listen to this fuck shit?